gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Midnight Mixtapes. And if this is your first night, then just plain welcome. Thanks for joining us. And I'm Freddie, the host, as I am on every episode. And thanks for joining us. If this is your first night, appreciate it. That means that the old hands at this are spreading the word. So I appreciate it, everyone. Thanks again. So here we are. I did change it up a bit on the intro there. I usually pick a movie clip and a song to kind of tie in with the theme of tonight. But tonight's theme was, I opened up a whole box of trouble because I opened up and said, give me a song from your childhood or a song that reminds you of your childhood or youth. And I got a lot of TV theme songs. You know, I get it. I was generation raised by a TV. I get it too. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to just make a whole mishmash of music TV shows as opposed to just a song and a movie clip. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Kind of fun listening through those themes there. Some cool stuff there. So moving on, I want to just go ahead and throw out the website. It is midnightmixtapes@podomatic.com. On the website there, you can subscribe to the show via the iTunes link as well as the RSS feed. So if you have anything else besides an iPod. Also, you can contact me directly at the email account. It is midnightmixtapes@gmail.com. And on facebook.com/midnightmixtapes. So all those websites and all those and the email address, you can contact me directly. Let me know if you love the show, hate the show. And also just that's where I get most of my posts from the email. It's the most popular format. So I do check it periodically and just keep with me. Let me know what you think. So here we are on a Friday night, Friday morning, or afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this. And the theme for tonight's show was songs that just, like a nostalgia kicker, you know? Songs that remind you of your youth growing up. I usually identify with the songs that my older sisters or friends or my parents played. So that's kind of how I identify it. Or even so, there are songs that I listen to that just kind of put me in a certain spot of time, you know? And we had the first request was a song by Diana Ross. So I'm not one to really play a lot of disco or soul. And I do love soul music and I dabble in the disco here and there. But this was an interesting choice. This was from this is off the Podomatic site, and it is Green Hair Spike Man. And Green Hair Spike Man says that he needs to listen to Diana Ross, Upside Down. That whenever he listens to this song, or it's rare he hears it on the radio, but when he does hear it, it reminds him of doing homework in the kitchen while his mother was preparing dinner or whatnot, and that she would just be kind of dancing along to the tune while she was cooking food. So this is for you, sir, and enjoy the Midnight Mixtapes. And here is Diana Ross with Upside Down.
You turn me inside out.
Man, oh man, I love me some Blondie. Ugh, she was gorgeous, wasn't she? It's a shame what happens with age, right? Anyways, so we ended with Heart of Glass and cool track. That whole block was like a funk kind of disco-y kind of feel, you know? I haven't played anything like that before, and I did have a lot of requests for that. I guess my audience is a little much more mature than I expected, and we have some big kids playing with us, you know? And that song was a request by Brendan S., and he emailed me directly from Gmail. That was Heart of Glass by Blondie. He says he remembers his older sister kind of forcing him to dance with her, and like, just every time he hears that song, he remembers being, you know, being like 7 or 8 years old and dancing around with her and kind of just tugging at him and making him dance with her to the song. So, and then she wanted to be like Blondie, like she tried to style her hair like her and everything. And it's just a cool little moment that he can remember whenever he hears Heart of Glass. Before that, we had ABBA. So I know the show's taking a crazy turn, but we're playing ABBA, and it was Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight. And that was back in 1979, the original release date. And a little fun. I know Madonna sampled that intro for one of her songs, too, and I dig it. It's a pretty good selection. That was from Swirl Girl 75, and she's off the Podomatic website. Thanks for the request there. She just said that one there for her was more of a reminder for her when she went out clubbing, you know, when she was young in her teens, and that was one of the jams that were just playing around there, so she just dug it and wanted to hear it again. And then before that, we had the original post we had was Upside Down by Diana Ross. Original release was back in 1980, and we had the Green Hair Spike Man requesting that one. So that block there was a little different, but again, we're open-minded here. I hope everyone else is. And I thought it was pretty cool. I dug it. I appreciate listening to something different, and I'm glad that everybody's kind of taking it for the spirit in which it's intended, you know? We're reminiscing here. We're just kind of taking a joyride down memory lane to stuff that was fun and you remember as a kid or as a youth, you know? And the next song here is actually going to be a request that I received from the Facebook account, actually, and it is a Spanish tune. So we're going to play a couple Spanish songs here, and this is a different take from the, you know, disco-y funk feel we have here, but it is a request here by Eden. He requested a Fabulosos Cadillac song called Matador. Now, this song here has been used in movies and in commercials and whatnot, and it's been heard a lot. It's just a song that says, he told me here, it reminds him of just when he was a kid. So, here it is, Matador.
Matador. conmigo porque tienen miedo. Mis palabras son balas, balas de paz, balas de justicia. Soy la voz de los que hicieron callar sin razón por un solo hecho de pensar distinto. Ay Dios, Santa María de los Buenos Aires, si todo estuviera mejor.
Seas grande. olvido al año viejo, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Mira,
me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Ay, me dejó una chivita y una burra muy negrita, una yegua muy blanquita y una buena suegra.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Ay, me dejó cosa buena, cosa muy bonita. Al año viejo, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Ay, yo no olvido, no, 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 al año viejo, porque me ha dejado cosas muy buenas. Anda.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Ay, me dejó una chiva, una burra, una negrita, una yegua muy blanquita y una buena suegra.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Mira, mulata, ay, qué rico pa' cantar. Dímelo, dímelo. Tócalo, mamá, anda.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra.
Pero, pa', ay, qué sabroso pa' bailarlo. Dímelo a cantar.
Me dejó una chiva, una burra.
And ending that with El Año Viejo, the old year. Well, that block there was all Spanish. We had a lot of tunes for Spanish requests. I have a big, Latino following here too. I appreciate it. Some of these songs did bring back some memories for me. Let's start off with the last song there. That was a song by Tony Camaro. It's a song that's usually played around like Christmas time and or New Year's, obviously, because he's basically singing about how he had a great, phenomenal year. You know, his last year, he's just celebrating how great the New Year's going to be, but also how phenomenal his last year was. You know, he sings about the old school stuff, you know, singing about he had a great horse and a great mother-in-law and a great wife and everything's just awesome and it's a great dance and let's just celebrate that old year. And that was a request by Andres R, and he's actually direct from Mexico, emailing me to the Gmail account. I appreciate the request. Agradezco la canción. Ojalá que sigan más canciones y me sigan escuchando en México. Thank you. Before that, we had actually a song by Lucia, my wife. As soon as I mentioned the topic, she kind of just, as soon as she heard that, she went into this whole, I know a song when I was growing up, all my aunts and them played it. It was a great song, and it was called, let me translate it here. It's called What Are You Gonna Be When You Grow Up? And it's in Spanish it's called Cuando Seas Grande. So it basically says when you grow up, and it's by an artist named Miguel Mateos. And the song, if you don't know Spanish, it's pretty much he's talking about how he's coming up and he just started off, you know, playing music and without bothering anybody, broke away from the poverty and became an artist. But he's also putting it up to everybody saying, and he's putting it as every, he's basically telling his story as of how he became who he is. But also people kept asking him, are you going to be the president? Are you going to be a lawyer? Are you going to be something great? Or are you going to be, you know, are you going to fucking just fail and just be a dead dog on the street? You know, are you going to be shit? And so it kind of keeps just bringing that question up, you know, like, Like, you know, what are you gonna be when you're grown? What are you gonna be when you're grown? It's a cool little tune. I mean, like I said, if you don't know the language or just don't like it, I get it. But it's a cool little tune that reminds people about it. So, and then thanks Lucia for that post. And then before that, we had Eden with Matador, which I'll translate that real quick here. Matador pretty much means a killer. And so the song kind of starts off with this, you know, they're from South America. And they start off with a song basically saying, hey, they call me Matador, the killer. You know, I was born in Barracas. And if you're talking about killing, my words can kill. So he's basically talking about just kind of how deadly he is and how they're after him. You're going to find him. They call me the killer for a reason. They call me the Matador for a reason. And one of the cool lines at the end that I like is, you know, they say that, hey, you know, they call me the killer. I have no fear. You know, my words are bullets of peace and bullets of justice. And it's just kind of him looking as not just a killer in, you know, society as like physically killing or stabbing or shooting somebody, but just a killer in general about peace and justice. So cool little Spanish block there. Thanks for hanging in there, everybody. The next set's going to be a little different, and it's going to be a request that I got from a Hector S. And this one here is a song that just reminds him of growing up kind of in the inner city. And I'm from LA, and I can kind of feel what he's talking about. And the song he picked today was an old school song. It's by Run DMC, and it's a song called My Adidas. So it's a cool tune, kind of going back to the old school rap kind of feel, and I dig this song. I remember for a while that me and my friend, I had a good buddy of mine, Miguel, I was growing up with, and we just wanted to be like that whole embodiment of that old school kind of like b-boy thing. And we tried rocking the Adidas suit, the jumpsuit and the shoes and everything. So it's a cool tune. And thanks for the request, Hector. And here it is, My Adidas.
My Adidas walk through closet doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I stepped on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid.
can't mess with her mind. She feels the same, she'll let you know. Just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time. Here's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
Cool it down.
Take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of my life living in the desert.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the street, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know.
Tell me why.
The money and the power, minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Living in the desert paradise. We keep spending most of our lives. Living in the desert paradise. We keep spending most.
Yo ya estoy hasta la madre de que me pongan sombrero. Escucha entonces cuando digo, no me llames frijolero. Y aunque exista algún respeto, no metamos las narices, porque inflamos la moneda, haciendo guerra a otros países. Te pagamos con petróleo o intereses, nuestra deuda. Mientras tanto no sabemos quién se queda con la feria. A que nos hagan la fama de que somos vendedores de la droga que sembramos. Ustedes son consumidores. Don't call me gringo, you fucking beaner. Stay on your side of the goddamn river. Don't call me gringo, you beaner. No me digas beaner, Mr. Puñetero. Te sacaré un susto por racista culero. No me llames frijolero, pinche gringo puñetero.
Now I wish I had a dime for every single time I've gotten stared down for being in the wrong side of town. In a rich man I'd be if I had that kind of chips. Lately I wanna smack the mouths of these racists. Podrás imaginarte desde afuera ser un mexicano cruzando la frontera, pensando tu familia mientras que pasas, dejando todo lo que tú conoces atrás. Si tuvieras tú que esquivar las balas de unos cuantos gringos rancheros, le seguirás diciendo good for nothing, wet back. Si tuvieras tú que empezar de cero. Now why don't you look down the way your feet is planted? That U.S. soil that makes you take shit for granted. If not for Santa Ana, just to let you know that where your feet are planted would be Mexico. Correcto!
Don't call me gringo, you fucking beaner. Stay on your side of that goddamn river. Don't call me gringo, you beaner. No me digas beaner, Mr. Puñetero. Te sacaré un susto por racista y culero. No me llames frijolero, pinche gringo puñetero.
With Molotov. So yeah, I don't know how to really explain that last one there. Well, let me explain. In the midst of recording the show, I was checking the email and I got an email from this is Martin H, and he is from here in Texas actually, and he wanted to post something on the show, and I guess he saw the post too late or whatnot. And this block is like a rap kind of hip hop deal, you know. And it kind of I try to keep things pretty uniform as best I can, but I mean it's just kind of free form really. So just bear with me. But I got this right in the midst of kind of recording this, and the song you heard there was called Frijolero, which is pretty much a beaner. A racial slur, if you know, to the Mexican or Latino community. And this guy here, the reason why I posted it was, and so far into the blocks, was that he says that this reminds him of when he was growing up in the 70s, and he had his dad telling him, or his dad, his dad and his buddies telling him stories about stuff like during the Zoot Suit Riots and during the 30s, where you had the Mexican or Chicano youth, pachucos, you know, fighting some American soldiers or sailors, just basically a racial fight there that kind of got fueled by the Sleepy Lagoon murders. And there's a whole history behind it. And honestly, I won't go into it. There's movies about it, books about it, but look it up, the Zoot Suit Riots. And he said it reminds him of that because his son brought this song to his attention, just because he was trying to play the role of to sound kind of kind of like a dick, really. His dad was basically telling him that his son's listening to this song, not knowing what the fuck it means. And his son was saying, well, he knows exactly what it means, that in nowadays that, you know, the Latino's still being, you know, hassled and messed with. But his father, you know, Martin here is telling him, no, you haven't lived that, really, what it means. You know, the song, if you don't know the language, pretty much is saying about, you know, him, someone trying to get to this country and how racial, how bad it is, where they have to dodge ranchers shooting at them to get to the country, and how they struggle just to get a piece of work or some food, and how they got to defend themselves and fight like crazy to just make it. And that this reminds him more of his, you know, like family tree, kind of trying to get here, trying to get to the States. And there's a part in the song there, when the guy's rapping, saying, you know, if it weren't for General Santa Anna, this country would still be Mexico. So it's a kind of real powerful kind of just take some pride in your heritage kind of deal. You know, fuck everybody that's a racist and everything. And it is what it is. You know, it's kind of sad, but it still exists. And let's just kind of move on from this. So I know I'm getting a little out of the box here from what the song or the show is really about, but it kind of hit me where a song can be, you know, interpreted, like I said, nostalgia takes you back to a certain point. And in Martin's case here, he went back to a point where he remembered being told stories as a kid listening to this because of a song his now son is listening to. So again, I went off topic there, but I thought it was a good song to have out there. Look up the lyric translation online, guys, if you know the language. I know we had a few Spanish hits here, but I mean, it just fits. So we talked about it, we move on. All right, before that, we had Coolio with Gangster's Paradise. A great tune, a lot of fun. That one there was a request from SouthBaller28. Off the Gmail account, and he says that he remembers when the movie came out, you know, Dangerous Minds, and that song was part of the soundtrack, and he went crazy on the radio trying to record it and write down the lyrics and try to rehearse the lyrics. He loves that song, and it reminds him of being like in junior high school with that. And before that, we had Cool It Down. Cool It Now, excuse me. Cool It Now by New Edition. That's a request from a friend of mine off of Facebook, Dallas. And this guy has some. He had a huge list of requests on that on Facebook. So Dallas, I can only pick one song, my friend. I'm sorry, but I thought it was a cool little mix there. You had a tons of stuff from like metal to pop and everything. But I thought this fit the little block we had here. And then starting off that whole set with my Adidas, and that was Hector. I appreciate the post again. I can reminisce with you, man, growing up in the hood and listening to Run DMC and everything. So I appreciate that one. Come to the next block. I know we're running long, but we had a lot of tunes here, a lot of requests that I wanted to get to. So I apologize if it does run a little longer than expected. But the next song I'm going to play here is going to be a song by the Runaways. And it's a request that I received here from Saul. And Saul's off the Gmail account as well. He emails me saying that he remembers being in love with the Runaways when they first came out. He had like he writes an email saying he used to be like had a magazine with them in bathing suits and he was in love with them. And he can't not picture a time when he was younger that that he would not want to listen to the Runaways or see them or talk about them or be all into them. So he was in high school and he was in love with all of them. All of them. He said all of them were his favorites. So the song I'm going to play here is his request, and it's called Heartbeat. So here's Heartbeat by the Runaways. Enjoy, my friend.
Got mine, but I need your love, that's the bottom line.
I sing lead and so do you. Get together, what will we do?
inside out. We're gonna rock this town, think of the scream and shout. Let's rock, rock, rock me, rock. We're gonna rock till we pop, we're gonna rock till we drop. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out.
Yes, Stray Cats. Got Brian Setzer there just leading the way. And that was Rock This Town. That was a request by Mike off of Facebook. He's always posting some cool stuff on there. We have some similar music taste there, here and there. And then, good choice there. He says that when he got the Stray Cats album, it was the first time he saw anybody in that time frame, you know, in MTV or anywhere, playing that style of music. So it, like, revolutionized his music intake at that time. So he loved it, and it reminds him of just coming up on a great, great band and a great style of music. So thanks, Mike, for these Stray Cats. And then before that, we had Sham 69. So Sham 69 is a band from the UK, a punk band from the UK. And that was a request by Worry Welt R. That's off the Podomatic website. And he said at the time he just thought he was just the most punk rock kid at the time, and you know, nobody heard about this band and this and that. And it was, it put him back in a time where he was trying to be the toughest kid around, looking for a reason to like wear the strange clothes and be nonconformed or whatnot. So thanks for the post there and opening up yourself to us. And then the original post we had there was Runaways with Heartbeat. So thanks everybody for your post tonight. I have no idea how much I appreciate everybody's input, because half these songs on here I would have picked or looked up or even known about. So I appreciate my music collection growing, as well as everyone out there keeping an open ear to everyone's choices. You know, I know we can skip ahead and or not even download this episode, but the good thing is that it's like a community radio show, and everybody has a potluck. There we go, a potluck. Everyone's bringing something to the party, and everybody's taking bits and pieces from it and enjoying it or not liking it, but that's what it is. So thanks everybody for cooperating with me and the time, and this has been one of the longer shows, but I think it was very enjoyable, entertaining, and educational. So again, thanks everybody for coming along and with me on this journey. And the website is midnightmixtapes.podomatic.com. On there, you can post requests. Let me know about the shows. If you like this kind of feel or this form of it, it is changing and kind of mutating in its own way. Again, you can email me directly at midnightmixtapes@gmail.com, or just comment on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/midnightmixtapes. I appreciate everybody's input. I appreciate everything. So I keep doing this for you guys, and yeah, it keeps me kind of rolling ahead, you know, not going nuts, you know, from not, you know, just expressing myself musically or whatnot. In the end, trust me, if you don't like anything, let me know. And it's all about just being honest with each other, you know. And I think I've been pretty open and honest on the show as anybody else. I don't talk as much, and I really enjoy more playing the songs than talking, but I have been told that I need to speak more on the cast, so here I am speaking a little more long-winded, but I'm trying to grow with this thing and keep this party going. So just support me by just spreading the word. Let somebody know about it. Somebody you think doesn't like certain music, you never know. If you're a follower of the show so far, this many episodes in, you know we have a huge range of music. And I always try to keep it pretty open. So just spread the word. Let everybody know about it. And hopefully they enjoy it. So moving on to the last pick of the night. I could have picked anything. Tons of stuff, you know. My dad would play the Bee Gees here and there, and I had an uncle that loved, you know, like Bread and, you know, just all over the place, Spanish rock even, some cumbias and everything like that. My mother loved to dance, so she would play cumbias and old stuff to make me dance with her or whatnot. But there's a song that I'm going to play. It's not so old school, but it's a tune by a band called Splendora. Now, they go with the theme of on the beginning. Remember, I had a bunch of TV shows and their songs. Me and my sister, Stephanie, my younger sister, we were obsessed when I was younger with the TV show Daria. So I was on MTV for a while, and I saw her voice was like Janine Garofalo's voice. She just complained and moaned and hated everything, and everyone was stupid, and she was super smart, and it was just poking fun at how high school was, and me and her just really kind of connected with this character and loved how off the wall everybody else was. And the song on there was called You're Standing on My Neck. So a cool tune, just a lot of fun. Fuck it. This topic here is always going to be ongoing. Trust me. There was tons of stuff I could have picked, but to close out the night, I'm going to pick this one here. Enjoy the show, guys. Spread the word. This has been the Midnight Mixtapes. And
excuse me, I've got to be direct, la, la, la. If I'm wrong, please correct, la, la, la. You're standing on my neck, look right through me, say I'm gloomy, well so sue me, excuse me, excuse me. Planet. Excuse me.